Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is, of course, the 17th of March, 2022. It's the 14th of Adar, 5782. And in a rare and very unusual day, St. Patrick's Day and Purim collide. I don't even know what that means. I definitely don't have the ability to figure that one out. And nor am I going to ask Rabbi Yossi Goldman that question. Good morning. How are you?
Freilich Purim, Purim Sameach. It's very simple, Howard. Yes.
Oh, is there an answer to that?
On Purim, you're supposed to not know the difference between blessed is Mordechai and cursed is Haman. So similarly, you shouldn't know the difference between Purim and St. Patrick's Day.
There we go. There was an answer. I just didn't think about it that way. So, Rabbi Goldman, the question we wanted to actually get to you was yesterday we were having this conversation and talking about the time of Purim where masks actually slip. We see the hidden nature of what's happening. And a lot of listeners message to say, well, it's very hard to see God in the world at the moment, given what's going on in Ukraine, given the pandemic. My answer was no, I see God in every vaccine. It depends on how you look at it. But then I thought, I am way underqualified to have this conversation. So we thought we'd get somebody in like yourself who is qualified to be able to answer that. So how, given the state of the world where we're seeing so much suffering in areas like Ukraine, how do we deal with this?
Look, I think if anything, I don't know that anybody's more qualified than anyone else to talk about where God is when we need him. But if anything, if Corona and Ukraine teaches us anything, is that we know nothing. The doctors admit that they don't know, and they don't know what the next mutation will be, God forbid. Nobody believed that in this day and age we would see a military invasion the likes of World War II. It's mind-boggling. The whole thing is mind-boggling. And really, if anything, it just proves that we don't know. We who are so super sophisticated and so enlightened and so educated, and we know so much about so many things, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of what life is all about and what's really happening and what is meant to be in the world, we're really out of our depth. And we don't know. So if anything, it actually points that there is, in fact, a higher hand that is directing events from above. So if we don't know, and we don't believe that things are random, part of the whole Megillah story is that it's not. It may look random, just a string of coincidences, but when you connect all the dots, so many coincidences, it's clear that there was a divine hand guiding this. And I think it's the same today, really. To me, if anything, it shows that there are higher forces beyond what we can understand and put our finger on.
And I guess it's really, it needs to be a choice that we make to see God and to see miracles, even in what looks very bleak.
You know, everything is perspective. But I'm fond of saying that when our first child was born, I stopped believing in God. And people are shocked when I say that.
I was just going to say, that sounds like a strange comment.
Yeah, especially from a rabbi. I said, yes. When I experienced the miracle of childbirth personally, I stopped believing in God and I began seeing God and feeling and experiencing God personally. It wasn't just belief. It wasn't just blind faith. It wasn't a leap of faith. It was something that you experienced. I can tell you, you know, if you want to look for the positive and the whole story of Purim is really to see the hidden hand of God in the miracle. I mean, I was watching a webinar last night with my son in Hawaii, who's a rabbi, talking to one rabbi in the Ukraine, an old classmate of his, the chief rabbi of Odessa, who left Odessa to take orphans to safety, and then willingly, voluntarily, knowingly went back into Odessa, into Ukraine. He was the only person on the queue going in. And it's mind-boggling. It is so awesome. It is so awe-inspiring to see that there are people who are literally putting their lives on the line for others. It's absolute inspiration. And the other rabbi was in Bucharest dealing with refugees and migrants and trying to put them up in hotels. And I heard a very nice thing. Did you know that the that the inventor of WhatsApp was a Ukrainian Jew.
I did not know that.
And he's now supporting the relief efforts.
Incredible. They're incredible. It's just
so there's some with all the tzoras, with all the darkness, with all the bleakness, there are so many pockets of light. There are so many miracles. There are so many good things happening and so many good people coming to the fore. It's really I think it's inspiring.
What I do as well, and especially if we're told and we know that we're made in the image of God and there's a bit of a spark of God in all of us, these people, people going to do literally God's work, are fulfilling their, are quite actually bringing God to all parts of the world in what they are doing. And it's you just have to choose to see it, because it's very, as you say, it's all about perspective. And once you have that perspective, I think everything changes.
Yeah, and you know, it really, it's Purim, so we have to talk about Purim. And Purim really, you know, one of the arguments, or the main argument that Haman, the villain in the story, had to the king to convince him to wipe out the Jews and to sign the government gazette that all the Jews should be annihilated, a final solution, it wasn't just xenophobia. He said, you know, these people are different. Their laws are different from ours. You know, just wipe them out. On the face of it, it looks like simple xenophobia, which we see in South Africa. But on a deeper level, the commentaries explain that he was saying, Yeshna am echad, there is one nation. The Jewish people are meant to be one, united, together people, with tremendous achdut, with tremendous unity between them. But unfortunately, they're mefuzar, mefarad, they're scattered, they're dispersed amongst the nations. They haven't been showing their unity. So unfortunately, you know, we were a little bit guilty at the time, and we paid the price. But when we came together, and we prayed together, and we fasted together, and we held our ground together, and we refused to give up our faith together for a whole year, then the miracle happened. So I think that here too, we are seeing tremendous. We're seeing maybe unprecedented craziness and evil and darkness, but we're seeing unprecedented goodness and unity, and people who, strangers who are putting their lives on the line for people they don't know, they never met, giving of not just their money but their hearts, their soul, and literally physically. I mean, I just could not believe you're out of Ukraine. You bench Gremel, say thank God I'm out of here, and the guy goes back because there's the community, and he says he got a call from the mayor, the non-Jewish mayor of Odessa, to thank him for coming back, that he gives them encouragement.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. And that is the message. That is the message of Purim. That is the message of seeing God in every situation. Rabbi Yossi Goldman, thank you, as always, for chatting to us, for bringing us very, very important perspective. Karen says, Chag Sameach, Rabbi. Amazing message.